WGPA is now worldwide. There are all over the world. This
Rob
station
Tony
is on.
Rob Tony DeVecchio show. Rob Tony DeVecchio show.
Can you imagine some
never
of the emails
miss,
I'm
never miss
get?
An episode of Tony DeVecchio show.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, I got a beautiful.
I
know,
like
I
it.
I didn't talk about it. I didn't even tell Rich about him. Naturally, Mike wasn't there at the time because Mike just hooked up with the operation.
Minutes
I got
ago.
A beautiful phone call
Literally,
from a lady
yeah.
who's been around for many, many years, and she said, "Tony, I would, you know, I don't know you. I heard about you. I've listened to your show." She says, "I like to take you out to lunch, and only because I never met Frank Sinatra. You know, I went to a few of his shows, and I know you were very close to him. And I know I'm never, you know, he's gone now, and you're probably the closest thing that's living. Can I take you to lunch just to talk to you so we could, I can ask you some questions about Mr. Sinatra?" I thought that, and I did. I made her take me to lunch. We didn't go. She didn't go for a lot of cash, but I said, "Listen,
listen. That was
I
best
up
the, tasting I, fries and burger you ever had in your life,
it,
right?"
I picked up. The
did
check.
You go? Let me, did you go inside or just wait at the window?
No, we went out.
Drive through.
We had a nice. I took her to. I made it a treat for her because I wasn't going to let her pay. Tony ain't that way. I took her for lunch, and we had a night. We spent about an hour talking, and she was. It was great. It was nice.
You know what you told her?
But don't. No, before I forget, yeah. Rich, please don't. Nobody call me. Take me to lunch. My wife. I had to make sure my wife was home. Cleaning the dishes or something, because can you imagine if my wife was out having lunch somewhere and walked in? I would have been
and
in big
imagine,
trouble.
Imagine your story, Tony, to Kat, you know, your wife. Oh. You would have been like, listen, Kat, you got to believe me. She took me out because she's sort of
right.
paying me to tell her about Frank Sinatra.
Tony,
that's the best you can come up with?
That hat pin would have came out from the pillow in a minute. She, you know, people think, my wife, when we first got married, this is a true story. You know, and she said to me, she said, "Tone, I love you, but if I ever catch you doing something you're not supposed to be doing..."
Uh-oh.
And she took out this hat pin her Aunt Lena gave her. I mean, it's about 9-10 inches. One of those hat pins they used to wear in the old days. To this day, she still has that hat pin under her pillow. It's like she will not let nobody go near it. And it's got my name on it, I think. So that's what I had to live with for 38 years.
So you're going out of the Frank Sinatra fast food restaurant consulting business. I can imagine this. I wish I was there. I wish it was a fly on the wall. It's like, yeah. I'll tell you what, honey. If you give me an apple pie, I'll tell you a story about Frank in the bathroom. Okay.